Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today is the community football manager, Matt Doldig, for the Sandful. How are you, Matt?
I'm well, thanks, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on board, and we thought we'd chat to you this morning because some fantastic and really exciting news for the people of Strathalbyn in particular, in that the AFL has released its JLT Community Series draw for 2018, and there will be a game between the Adelaide Football Club and Fremantle at the Strathalbyn Oval on Sunday, February 25 from 1:35 p.m. And the other match that will be held in South Australia will be the showdown, Port Adelaide and Adelaide, and the Power hosting the Crows at Alberton Oval. So a true home ground advantage there for Port. But the Strath game, Matt, really exciting for the locals.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's always an exciting time of year when we get to take some AFL football to regional areas and back to the communities up close and up close for the kids. And Strathalbyn this year, fantastic spot, beautiful town, and they're really going to thrive with an AFL game up there. They've done a massive redevelopment at the Oval, which we'll be able to release on February 25 for the public. We expect a really big crowd up there, especially with last year's grand finalists heading up the highway to play Fremantle. Should be very exciting.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to see that being under construction for quite some time. The locals there at Strathalbyn and the builders have done a wonderful job. It's a huge facility for a regional town such as Strathalbyn, but it's going to be great for them long term, and this is a really nice, I guess, cherry on top to sort of celebrate it early on.
Yeah, it is. Look, they've done a mountain of work to get this over the line, this development. Lots of hard work, fundraising, getting it to a point that it is now where I think the official opening's in mid-November. Mm-hmm. But to be able to cap it off with an AFL match in February to really open up the facility for the community is just exciting. Mm-hmm. And no doubt the guys will put a lot of hard work into making sure the day goes well.
Yeah. What will it mean for the people of Strathalbyn in particular to have this sort of match in town, but also the outlying areas? Because the thing with Strathalbyn, it's quite a central town. You're only sort of 45 minutes from, or 40-odd minutes from the sea down at Victor Harbour Way, and about the same from the city, and you're only about 20 minutes from Mount Barker as well. So it's a very central location.
Absolutely. Look, the economic benefit that this game will draw, given that Strathalbyn's so close, as you say, to the CBD and towns like Victor Harbour, we expect people from outside of the region to come and have a look. It's a beautiful town. It's a beautiful oval now with their redevelopment. So the council and the club are very excited to be able to drive that economic benefit. And obviously, from a football perspective, to be able to take your AFL stars and the Crows game so well and get them up close and personal to the kids up through the Hills region and Strathalbyn is really exciting. So the benefits are twofold in terms of the economic, but also being able to take those stars right up close and personal is very exciting for the whole region.
And just for the listeners' benefit, to just enlighten us as to the process to try and get a match held at a regional ground, because I know you obviously have to make sure everything's up to scratch in terms of facilities and particularly the surface is right.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not easy just to get into the conversation. It's a lot of work needs to go into making sure you've got the surface right and your facilities are up to scratch. We know with AFL clubs now, they're bringing 30 to 40 people with the players and all the support staff. Then the umpiring team as well. So you need to have the right facilities for them to get changed in. And Strathalbyn have obviously put some money in to make sure that their facility is up to scratch. We then have a team of AFL people come over and inspect the facilities. And then it's a bit of a sit and wait for 4 or 5 weeks while they go through all the checks and balances. And unfortunately enough, Strathalbyn got the all clear, and we're really excited to head towards February.
And I know the surface is always good there because Adelaide in particular would be very familiar. There'd be a lot of officials familiar with the Strath Oval because for quite some time there they would hold their training camp up in Strathalbyn at the old Clipsal facility there, and the sort of training camp, and they would often have their training sessions on the oval.
Yeah, look, it's probably the best oval up through that region. They have a full-time grounds person that looks after Strathalbyn Oval and some surrounding areas and ovals as well. So that was probably the one part of the process that was ticked off pretty quickly.
Okay.
And then we just ticked off the facilities after that. And to that point that you make about training up there, we hope to make it a whole week of events up to Strathaven that'll obviously culminate in the match on the Saturday. But we expect some community camps and some visits to schools and hospitals and all those sorts of things to file in front of the game. It makes it a really good week and some impact we can leave in that region.
Yeah. And obviously going forward, you're hopeful that this sort of thing can continue at other regional centres in South Australia hosting the JLT AFL pre-season matches?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of the great things that the AFL does, taking these games out to the regions. Adelaide Oval's not accessible for everybody. It's about to take it to the doorstep out in those regional areas, particularly for the young kids to see those stars they see on TV is a really good thing that the AFL are doing. And we saw the announcement out in the Barossa earlier this week about their development. So the regional areas are now putting themselves in a position where they can host these games, which is really exciting.
And great for the Alberton faithful to have a game at their old stomping ground. Obviously, they're training there regularly. The Power still in their facility is there at the Alan Scott Power headquarters. But nice to actually play against an AFL rival on the Alberton Oval on Saturday, March the 10th.
Absolutely. I think, we all do. I know you do. We love going back to our suburban ovals and jamming in with 10, 12,000 people. There's no better atmosphere. So we'd expect that sort of crowd down at Albert Noble for a, mini showdown, I guess we'll call it, in the pre-season.
Yeah, and they might have to lock the gates down there old-fashioned style, mate.
Yeah, let's hope so. Really exciting, obviously, the people at Albert. But also, again, Adelaide Oval, it's a unbelievable venue, but going back to suburban ovals, you can get really up close, right on the fence, and get up close with the superstars.
Real carnival type atmosphere, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you very much for your time today on Sandful Radio, Matt. We do appreciate that, and once again reiterating the fantastic news that Adelaide will host Fremantle at the Strathalbyn Oval on Sunday, February 25, as part of the JLT Community Series from 1:35 PM, and then on Saturday, March the 10th, Port Adelaide will host crosstown rival Adelaide at Alberton Oval from 4:05 PM. So we look forward to both those matches, and we will check in with the Strathalbyn locals a little bit closer to the game.
Excellent. Thanks, Zach.